This is Faith Lapidus.
And this is Steve Ember with People in America in VOA Special English. Today we bring you the second part of our program about American songwriter Cole Porter. Porter wrote his songs from the 1920s to the 1950s. They continue to be popular today.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now, heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words. Writing prose, anything goes.
If saying your prayers you like,
if green pears you like, if old chairs you like, if backstairs you like, if love affairs you like, when young bears you like,
nobody will oppose. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose.
That was a new recording of Anything Goes, one of Cole Porter's most famous songs. Caroline O'Connor sings it in the movie about Cole Porter called De Lovely. Kevin Kline and Ashley Judd star in this movie about Porter's life, released in 2004. The title of the movie is from one of Porter's popular songs, It's De Lovely. In the song, Porter plays with words that start with the letter D. Robbie Williams sings the song.
The night is young, the skies are clear, so if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's the limit, it's deluxe, it's deluxe.
As we said in our program last week, Cole Porter went to live in France in 1916 before he became famous. He was a wealthy young man who was smart and funny and knew how to enjoy life. He and his wife, Linda, became well known for their costly and exciting parties. Yet Cole Porter never let other pleasures interfere with what he loved most, writing songs. He worked hard on his songs. Both the words and music had to be perfect.
Porter gained fame as a musical theater writer by the early 1930s. His musical plays were produced in Broadway theaters in New York City. He had a new musical every year or so during the years of America's Great Economic Depression. His words and music gave people a few hours of pleasurable escape during difficult times. Some critics still consider one of Porter's early musical plays, Anything Goes, to be his best. Anything Goes opened on Broadway in 1934. It starred one of Porter's favorite singers, Ethel Merman. She sang a song that became famous immediately. It was called I Get a Kick Out of You. That expression means, I enjoy being with you.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you. Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you.
For years, Porter was called Broadway's King Cole. His musical plays were very successful. Later, he went to Los Angeles, California, and wrote music for Hollywood movies. They were very popular, too. Cole and Linda Porter traveled all over the world. They were happily married most of the time. But Cole Porter was homosexual. He had sex with men. Homosexuality was both accepted and forbidden in high society at that time. Love affairs between men were not exactly secret, yet they could never be admitted publicly.
All his life, Cole Porter wrote songs about love, desire, and passion. He included the names of foreign countries, famous people, and comments on current events. And he filled his songs with little jokes and hidden meanings. Porter's words stretched the limits of what was socially acceptable. They spoke directly and indirectly of sex. They admitted that love is not always pure. It is often selfish, and it rarely lasts forever. Porter was not even sure what love really is. He wonders about it in this song. What is this thing called love? It is sung by Lamar.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I ask the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love?
Cole Porter also wrote some of the most beautiful love songs ever, full of true, deep feeling. Critics consider Every Time We Say Goodbye to be one of his finest songs. Natalie Cole sings the song.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor.
In 1937, Cole Porter was injured while riding a horse. The horse slid on a muddy hill and fell on top of him. His legs were crushed. Cole Porter spent the rest of his life, 27 years, disabled and in severe pain. Yet he continued writing wonderful songs, musical plays, and movies. In 1948, he wrote what some consider his greatest work. It was a musical play called Kiss Me, Kate. It was based on William Shakespeare's play, The Taming of the Shrew. But it takes place in modern times among a group of actors. The play was produced again on Broadway in 1999. One of the most famous songs in the musical is called Too Darn Hot. It is a funny song about how hard it is to be interested in love in really hot weather. Stanley Wayne Mathis sings it in Kiss Me, Kate.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight and play the pup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight and play the pup with my baby tonight, but I ain't up to my baby tonight 'cause it's too darn hot.
Cole Porter had another hit show in 1953 called Can Can. It was his final play. That same year, Porter's wife, Linda, died. Porter was very sad and increasingly disabled by his old injury. He died at the age of 73 in 1964. In 1991, America celebrated the 100th anniversary of Cole Porter's birth. Special concerts celebrated his music. New recordings were issued. Jazz singers and symphony orchestras recorded his songs. So did several rock and roll artists. They made a recording and special music video to honor him. All the money earned from the recording and video was given to research on AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. AIDS is a disease that was first discovered among homosexual men.
Today, Cole Porter's songs are still valued for their beauty, humor, and intelligence, and for their unexpected jokes and wordplay. They shine like jewels, one critic said. They are shot through with love that sometimes feels like pain. There seems little doubt that Cole Porter's songs will continue to be sung. They will make us laugh, they will make us cry, and they will touch the deepest truths of our emotions.
This program was written by Shelley Gullist. It was produced by Katie Weaver. Our studio engineer was John Ellison. This is Steve Ember.
And this is Faith Lapidus. Join us again next week for People in America in VOA Special English.